Let's say Scott. There's reporting that we're on the verge of nuclear war, sad to say, but entirely pleasable. Let me bring in Scott for a few of his thoughts about what's been taking place here.
Over the years. So I think this is good news, and hopefully what it does is compel the United States to recognize the frailty and futility of the case they're making and dismiss it.
You know, at one point, out of the then president's mouth, I believed that he was going to pardon Julian Assange, Donald Trump, even though it was his own DOJ that sought the indictment against him. But I think people that spoke to him after I did changed his mind, and you can even guess who they were. One of them, the former head of the CIA and then the Secretary of State of the United States, had actually mused with some of his colleagues about a plot to assassinate Assange. I'm talking about Mike Pompeo.
China and Russia. And the ambassadors from around the world are writing back saying, they're done with us. They're not. We've lost the Arab street. We're losing the global south. The world is losing confidence in us. It's all because of our support for Israel. And so there's a national security aspect. I'd like to believe that that would factor in, but we know that when it comes to Israel, we're willing to sacrifice just about everything. But there's one thing that no politician is willing to sacrifice for anybody, and that's their political viability, their political future. Joe Biden is running for re-election, and he knows right now that he is going to lose the state of Michigan because of the pro-Palestinian Arab population that's focused in the concentrated in the area of Dearborn. He could lose other states as well. Florida could be nip and tuck. There's a big a pro-Palestinian community in Tampa. Wherever there's Arab communities that provide tens of thousands of votes, he's going to lose. Minnesota, he's going to lose. Wisconsin, he could lose. These are all the swing states that he needs to win if he wants to hold on to the presidency. And he knows right now he has lost them unless they do something dramatic. And so this resolution allows the United States to create diplomatic cover to say, look, we didn't stop it. We're letting it go forward. It allows Joe Biden to say, I'm serious about this. I want a ceasefire resolution. But it wasn't done for the Palestinian people. It wasn't done for the right reasons. This was done for domestic American politics, political selfishness. And it was done because, you know, the United States literally has no choice because we're being condemned about it. But the resolution doesn't compel. It says you must do this. But then the question is, what happened to Israel? Says, we ain't doing it. Pound sand. What's next? It's not a chapter resolution. There's no authority for military action. So the real question is what's going to happen when Joe Biden has to confront the fact that Israel is non-compliant? At that point,
I think that's absolutely right. And in fact, there's a lot of outrageous stuff going on. We have a UN envoy, a special rapporteur for Israel, accusing Israel of genocide. Israeli actions in Gaza qualify as genocide on at least three grounds, according to a report by Francesca Albanese, UN Human Rights Council Special Rapporteur, leaked to the public yesterday. She's due to present a report to the council Tuesday, today. The pro-Israel group UN Watch obtained an advance copy of the document and posted, accusing her, of course, of anti-Semitism, right? No matter what Israel does, it could be lining up civilians in the street and mowing them down with machine guns right in front of our very eyes. They're doing the equivalent. To call it out and to criticize and complain and call it genocide, that's anti-Semitism. Don't you forget. The overwhelming nature and scale of Israel's assault on Gaza and the destructive conditions of life it has inflicted reveal an intent to physically destroy Palestinians as a group, she wrote in the report, entitled Anatomy of a Genocide. She argued Israel has destroyed Gaza over the past few months, killing over 30,000 Palestinians, destroying 70% of the residential area, displacing 80% of the enclave's residents. There are reasonable grounds to conclude the threshold indicating Israel's commission of genocide is met, citing three criteria of the Genocide Convention: killing members of a community, inflicting serious mental or bodily harm to the group, and deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about a physical destruction in whole or in part. Can there be any doubt about it? But yet, guess what? U.S. claims Israel is following international law, not blocking aid. The State Department claimed Monday Israel is using U.S. weapons without violating international law or U.S. law, despite the massive civilian casualties in Gaza and the starvation blockade imposed on the Strip. And just as Scott Ritter was reporting, we have lost our standing in the eyes of the world. People are abandoning the United States. I can't tell you how many reports we have. Here's one. Israeli general says U.S. official accused army of sexually abusing Palestinian women. Is there any doubt about it? That's from the Middle East Eye. State Department official reportedly cites U.N. evidence of sexual abuse shared with Israeli government. Of course. Jared Kushner says, it's unfortunate Europe isn't taking in many more Palestinian refugees. Yeah, it's unfortunate because that means we got to kill the rest. That's Jared Kushner's attitude. If Europe were to take them, of course, we wouldn't have to kill them. But they are taking them, so we have to kill them. Meanwhile, everyone in the world needs to see this. Here's footage of young men walking along the street. These are young Palestinian men. They want to walk back to see if their homes are still intact. And, I mean, this footage really deserves to go worldwide. I mean, they're just minding their own business. They're no threat to anybody. Walking along the street. They want to find out about their homes. And we got a drone coming along. Stand by. Just four young men. Just walking along.
خلفته طائرات وقذائف الاحتلال وعلى طريق أشبعتها آلياته تجريفا انسحبت الآليات من المنطقة برا لكنها بقيت تترصد حصلت الجزيرة على هذه الصور من طائرة مسيرة إسرائيلية
يحوم فوق so much for them. What were they doing? Well, they existed. They were Palestinians. They weren't in combat. They weren't threatening anyone. But there they were, Palestinians. That's enough to justify. We have much more on that order. Much more taking place. I had an interruption of the technical kind. We're good. We're good. Meanwhile, I mean, the world is repulsed by what's been going on. We even have some musical interludes that are responding to what's taking place here. Get this, DC Dave, The Wrong Enemy, to the tune of Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheels. Check this out. This is becoming a common attitude. I think we need to appreciate the enormity of the reaction.
I got the feeling that something's not right. Ain't no reason why I need to fight. Cause they have bad days. I keep wondering why I have to pay. New York Times to the left, Fox News to the right. Here we are, sucked in the fighting for you. Yes, we're sucked in the fighting for you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. They want us all filled up with hate, but I just want food on my plate. Fools to the left of me, suckers to the right. Here I am, sucked in the fighting for you. For the stars only come changed into the plane. But suckers never stop asking, hold up a hand and say, please. Trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to just lay down my gun? Cause I don't think that I'm helping anyone. Fools to the left of me, suckers to the right. Here I am, sucked in the fighting for you.
DC Dave got it exactly right. And if there's a draft to recruit Americans to go slaughter Palestinians, I think there's going to be an uprising here. What parent wants to see their son or daughter sucked into fighting for Jews? And the whole world is outraged. I think that all the gloves are off when it comes to Israel. No one is willing to give them a pass. They overplayed their victim card. They fabricated the whole hoax. They created a myth in order to justify the founding of the State of Israel and to attack anyone who ever raised their least finger of criticism about Israel, no matter what its policy, no matter what its actions, where if you study the Holocaust, if you look at the evidence, you're either a Holocaust denier or a big fat liar. And I'm telling you, the world is understanding. This is a monster satanic state. They are completely sadistic and willing to slaughter other people. They put them ahead, themselves ahead of every other race on planet Earth. We're sick of it. We've had enough of it. Meanwhile, on a show I did yesterday, Truth Versus News, with Scott Bennett, who's a former Army Intel and PSYOPs officer, and Ryan Davidson is a private investigator from Texas with whom I've done many false flag reports. Scott with Scott on Las Vegas, with Brian on Buffalo, on Uvalde, on Nashville. And what's most interesting and surprising to me was Brian was calling out the attack on the concert in Moscow as a false flag, that the guns are painted up, that the shooting didn't seem right, that were people in the theater were simply sitting there as though they were still watching, say, a movie or what have you. They weren't acting with alarm. I have in the past discounted idea of Russia resorting to false flags as beneath their character. But this is now the third source I have suggesting this was a false flag. Another collaborator contributed to many of my books on these events. Another, Archie the Armenian from South Dakota, who hates Putin, was calling me up and telling me this was a false flag, and I was skeptical, but I'm now open-minded. I think Putin may have taken a page out of the West book, that while he would never have stooped to this in the past, having won his re-election with 88% of the support, he may have wanted a boost to get heavy with Ukraine, because that's happening now. That is happening now. And I think it's going to be hell to pay. He's creating two more divisions of Russian for conventional war. If NATO should be so foolhardy as to enter into combat with Russia, they are not going to be happy with the outcome. And I began reporting some of these additional stories, by the way, back in Gaza. Everyone in the world needed to see that footage of the IDF drone killing those four Gazans, just young men. We have IDF crew gunning down journalists. I mean, this is going on the right and the left. IDF crew allegedly gunned down journalists, Freedom Beacon reporting. In October, an Israeli tank crew shelled a gathering of journalists in Lebanon, then proceeded to attack them, spraying machine gun fire for about 2 minutes. Tank fire killed 37-year-old Reuters photojournalist Assam Abdul on October 13th, and others are being hit with 50-caliber machine gun bullets. It's going on again and again. We have 7,000 truckloads of aid waiting at the Gaza-Egypt Strip. They're not letting them in. They want them to starve when food is at hand. Meanwhile, the Houthis have used a mystery improved missile to pierce Israel's powerful air defenses. Hezbollah drones are dealing precise hits to two Iron Dome launchers. The situation is getting very, very precarious. And the Cato Institute, as I may have mentioned already, is describing Israel as a strategic liability for the United States. Get this. President Biden recently proclaimed there's no going back to the Middle East status quo as it stood on October 6th. But the truth is, Biden refuses to abandon the status quo, particularly regarding Washington's so-called special relationship with Israel. According to Biden, if there were no Israel, we'd have to invent one. In 2020, then President Trump cut through some of the fog, admitting we don't have to be in the Middle East other than we want to protect Israel. The core of the U.S.-Israeli relationship is the unparalleled amount of aid Washington bestows upon its ally. Israel is the top recipient, receiving more than $300 billion adjusted for inflation from the U.S. since World War II. Washington continues to provide Israel with roughly $3.8 billion annually, in addition to other arms deals and security benefits. And what is Israel doing with that aid? By the way, they're turning around, buying our politicians and migrants. will be.
It's all right.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar, is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Donald Trump had to say. He wants Israel to finish the job. The question becomes, what exactly does he mean? I'm not real happy with his statement, but some may regard it as a clarification and an improvement of what we have interpreted him as saying before. Here it is. Trump urges Israel to finish up its Gaza offensive and warns about global support fading. Former President Donald Trump said he would have responded the same way as Israel after the October 7th attack, but urged the country to finish up its offensive in Gaza and get this over with, warning about international support fading. The question becomes, does that mean slaughter more Palestinians faster? Wipe them all out in the shortest possible time? Here's more. You have to finish up your war. You have to finish it up. You got to get it done. He said in an interview with an Israeli newspaper, we've got to get to peace. You can't have this going on. And I will say Israel has to be very careful because you are losing a lot of the world. You are losing a lot of support. Trump, who earlier this month became the Republican Party presumptive nominee, brought up global criticism of Israel's offensive, even as he has repeatedly attacked Joe Biden's handling of the conflict. According to the newspaper's transcript, Trump said Israel made a very big mistake in releasing photos and videos of the offensive in Gaza, cementing the country's public image is in ruins. A video shared of the interview does not show those comments. It's a terrible portrait. It's a very bad picture for the world. I think Israel wanted to show that it's tough, but sometimes you shouldn't be doing that. I'm glad to get some clarification from Trump on this matter, because Israel's going down the tubes. I mean, but the problem is the U.S. is going with it. Meanwhile, we have military leaders worrying of a growing China-Russia-Iran alliance. Is there anything surprising about this? Have I not mentioned that in 2007 and 2008, I was flown to Buenos Aires to give lectures on JFK and 9/11? I was invited to speak to a mosque. And in a private conversation with the imam, this is like in 2007, I told him it was important for Iran to develop a mutual defense alliance with China and Russia. Well, that was then, this is now. I'm glad to see it happening. Global implication, military leader warned of growing China-Russia-Iran alliance. Mike Brest, Washington Examiner. U.S. military leader warned members of Congress about the growing alliance between adversaries and the threats it posed to American interests. Collectively, Iran, Russia, and China are strengthening their relationship and fostering a chaotic landscape favorable to their exploitation, said the commander of the U.S. Central Command. But as I say, I mean, that should have been obvious that was going to be happening. There's really not any doubt about it being inevitable after the United States has done all it has done. Meanwhile, after shutting down thousands of farms, European governments are warning that a future food crisis is coming as food insecurity worsens. They brought it about themselves. I mean, how insulting is this? After bringing about this inevitable outcome, EU government officials are concerned. They are convening with food security experts to devise a plan to handle potential food crises. Let the farmers farm, for God's sake. This isn't a mystery. There's no question about what the solution is. They brought about the problem themselves. The question no longer appears to be whether such a scenario will come to pass, but rather how soon Europeans can expect it. This is what happens when you have incompetent people taking a role here, running governments based on ideology. Meanwhile, we have the eclipse forthcoming, which is a perfectly predictable celestial phenomenon when the moon finds itself between the sun and Earth, and it's going to cast a strip of darkness on the planet. It's been a primitive belief that this was somehow the gods intervening with life on Earth. Count on it as offering the potential for false flags. Here we have Mike Adams reporting. The dark eclipse casting its shadow across human civilization will be vanquished by the light of truth. We have symbolism of solar eclipse. What I'm concerned about is that they're going to have a false flag in conjunction, and a lot of rumors are being floated about that taking place. It wouldn't be surprising. One way in which, after all, they can defeat a Trump phenomenon, where he's leading in all six of the swing states now, is by declaring martial law based upon a fabricated event and the necessity then to not have any more elections. Does leave the Biden admin in place. Frankly, the Zionists would love it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Is it any surprise, as a Gateway pundit reports, Marx's tyrant Letitia James attacks Trump after a ballot court throws a wrench in her plan to seize Trump's assets, lowering his bond to $175 million, since we know he'd recently put together $500 million. $175 million was a pittance, but get this. Truth Social has now gone public and brought in over $5 billion into Trump's account. This is huge. And a ballot court Monday ruled that Trump can post a $175 million bond to cover Letitia's $464 judgment. Trump has 10 days to post the board. Marxist New York Attorney General Letitia James said last Thursday, seeking initial steps to seize Trump assets. She filed judgments in Westchester County, where Trump's private estate and golf course named Seven Springs is located. Trump had until Monday either pay the judgment or convince the appellate court to allow him to defer the payment pending appeal. Trump's legal team filed an appeal, requesting a stay on the massive $464 billion judgment. Thursday, Trump's attorney sent a letter to the appellate division of the Supreme Court and asserted Letitia James' actions were unconstitutional. The appellate court intervened and ruled Trump can post $175 million instead. How appropriate. According to Letitia James, however, he's still a monster committing all kinds of fraud. This case, of course, is an absurdity. Absurdity because it has to do with real estate evaluations. We know Trump's Mar-a-Lago is actually worth between $200 and $300 million. But Letitia James, the judge, reduced it to something like between 18 and 30 million, just a trifle. The banks, of course, have their own assessors. They make their own evaluation. They don't just take someone who's seeking to borrow the lender's word for it. They did their own assessment. They felt Trump had plenty of collateral. They lent the money. They've been repaid the money with interest. They're fat and happy. They want to do more business with Trump. This is as absurd as it gets. Here we got Attorney General's statement. Donald Trump is still facing accountability for his staggering fraud. False. The court has already found he engaged in years of fraud to falsely inflate his net worth and unjustly enrich himself, his family, and his organization. False. The $464 million judgment she would love to collect has been put in abeyance. Good. This is all totally outrageous. Meanwhile, in Georgia, Epoch Times reports, Fannie Willis issues warning to Trump after surviving disqualification. How McAfee can have been so kind to her when she committed perjury under oath about when her relationship with her lover prosecutor began is beyond me. This is outrageous. McAfee appears to be a spineless wimp. Embattled Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis said her election interference case against former President Donald Trump will continue, that her office hasn't been delayed by proceedings regarding a relationship with her former top prosecutor. I don't feel we have been slowed down at all, Ms. Willis told CNN. This is a shameless political whore. I'm telling you right out there. This is a woman who is grossly abused her position. There's no case here whatsoever for election interference. I'm confident this is all going to be tossed. Trump will ultimately be sustained on the ground that in his duty as president of the United States, he had the obligation to ensure the laws of the nation are faithfully executed, carried out, adhered to, especially those concerning elections. He was seeking to ensure there was no fraud in the election, totally appropriate, not guilty. He was acting in office. Think about it. If courts were to allow lawsuits to be brought against former presidents for actions that the other party didn't like, they'd have nothing to do but one political case after another. It would be overwhelming. It would be staggering. Therefore, president must have immunity for actions they've taken in their responsibility, carrying out their duties as president, of which this will clearly qualify. Meanwhile, turns out Barack Obama had a mystery meeting. Everyone is asking a question. This is in London. Obama is still one of the leaders of the Democrat Party. Most of us think he's actually pulling the strings for the puppet Biden, who's not even the real Joe. Obama holds a surprise meeting with British Prime Minister. Former President Barack Obama stunned pundits and political watchers by showing up at 10 Downing Street for a meeting with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Here's a photograph of Obama entering the prime minister's residence. He subsequently emerged with the U.S. ambassador to London, Jane Hartley. His presence came as a surprise. The idea of him and Joe Biden's top diplomat meeting with the prime minister led to immediate speculation as to the substance of the meeting. So what the hell is going on here? Biden's obvious cognitive decline is long-fueled rumors that he's just a public face and that Obama and his allies are really in charge of the government. Obama is showing up for a meeting with a foreign leader. Did nothing to dissuade that talk. And indeed, it's all completely bona fide. Clearly, whoever is wearing the Biden mask isn't calling any shot at all. Meanwhile, an MSNBC anchor asked her a question about Trump and got an answer no one saw coming. Polish Foreign Minister Radosław Kurzak said Donald Trump was right when asked about his comments that America wouldn't defend NATO unless allied countries met their obligation of spending 2% of gross domestic product on national defense. He said that in response to anchor Andrea Mitchell asking him about comments reportedly made in private to a leader of a NATO ally. You didn't pay? You're delinquent? Trump reportedly said, no, I would not protect you. Indeed, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. You got to pay your bills. Mitchell asked, what would you say to Donald Trump, who actually said he would encourage Putin to go into NATO countries who don't pay their fair share? She was hoping he'd launch into a spiel about how Trump sides with autocrats and Putin holds blackmail leverage over his head instead. Sikorsky said Trump was correct and that NATO nation needed to pick up the slack and spend more on defense. They try hard. They're not making a lot of headway. Here's a story that ought to bother all of us. 9/11 call. More than 100 illegals attack Home Depot security. There have been a couple of high-profile cases in the past month where groups of illegals have viciously attacked and beaten police officers in America. Those events got plenty of media coverage. This, which happened the past Tuesday, has not received any attention at all. A back of more than 100 illegals attacked the security guard at Chicago area Home Depot this week. We don't know the specific details of what sparked the attack. We can guess a general idea. This keeps happening with large groups of illegals in other cities. The security guards who are off-duty police most likely stopped one or two of these illegals who were shoplifting. When the dozens of other illegals loitering nearby saw, they ran to defend the other illegals. The same thing happened at a shelter in New York the other day. This is what you get when you allow foreign criminals into your country, whose very first act on American soil was to break our law. Why should they respect any other American laws if the federal government won't enforce the most basic law that says you can't come here illegally? Great point. Great point. Here's another scary story. High alert. Squatters taking over American homes by the thousand. This appears to be a part of the Biden plan to find residents for them, let them squat in the homes of Americans.
And, you know, you make breakfast, you head to the airport, kiss your family goodbye. You're going on a work trip, right? Maybe they're coming with you. I don't know.
They'd have to come with you
in this scenario. I guess I didn't think about it. So let me role play this again. So imagine this. You wake up. You take the family on a short vacation. Maybe you're working, but anyway, you leave your house for a few days, okay? And a few days later, you come home to find out there's illegal aliens living in your home, sleeping in your bed. Then you call the police because you think that's the right thing to do, right? To get this person out of my house. But thanks to squatters' rights,
Gregory, I'm on the air,
and thanks to an incompetent prosecution system right now, the police can't do anything about it. And you're arrested for trespassing on your own home. That's exactly what's happening right now. Illegals know this, and it's happening all over the United States. This is not some isolated incident.
Not only that, State Farm has cut 72,000 California home and apartment insurance policies for multiple reasons. I believe illegals taking over their homes are among them. Very disturbing, very distressing stuff. Meanwhile, we had this Baltimore Bridge collapse after a giant ship craft probably you've all seen the videos here, where the ship seemingly loses control and crashes into the bridge. I think it's a legitimate question whether this was an accident or on purpose. I'm playing the video now. You see the bridge come down. Quite a big deal. It's going to make a mess of the port, I have no doubt. A mess of the port. And my impression is this is a major port we're talking about, maybe comparable to Long Beach out in California, maybe comparable to Long Beach. Now, the ship seems to go astray. That could be done by controlling the computerized components on ship, just as they are capable of controlling the computerized components on automobiles. They can make them crash. They can make them do anything they want. It's very, very troubling. And I won't be surprised if we have a whole lot more of this taking place. Meanwhile, a former Secretary of Defense says he was threatened, intimidated not to testify about Donald Trump's order to have 10,000 National Guard troops to the Capitol on January 6th. Speaking to the Daily Mail, former Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller, who's only on the job about 2 months, said members of the Democrat-led panel use aggressive tactics after he spoke to several media outlets about the Trump authorization. The final report, which was dissolved from the committee, which is dissolved after the current Congress took over, claimed Trump did not authorize the deployment of National Guard. But in fact, he had authorized the deployment of National Guard troops before the breach of the Capitol. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Everyone knows this is a committee that was run by Liz Cheney to smear Trump. And even after they were directed to keep all their records intact, they destroyed them anyway. This is like Hillary and her 33,000 emails, where she was so intent on ensuring they didn't have access, she didn't use only bitch bleat on her disk or hard disk. She actually destroyed them with hammers. With hammers. How outrageous is that? Meanwhile, we have a bombshell report about electric vehicles that has environmentally extremists very, very troubled, even blowing a gasket. Get this. Democrats and their fellow ruling class elites are vigorously pushing environmental extremists. Things aren't going exactly as well as they promised, however. This bombshell report about electric vehicles has environmental extremists blowing a gasket. Not only is the market for Bidenmobiles soft, but the cars themselves are not environmentally friendly, not even as friendly as gas guzzlers. A study from Emission Analytics reported that by comparing real-world tailpipe particulates mass emission to tire wear emissions, both in normal driving conditions, the latter is actually around 1,850 times greater than the former. In other words, the particulates put into the atmosphere by wear and tear on your tires overwhelmingly exceeds a tailpipe emission. That means the wear and tear of rubber tires is far worse for the environment than the carbon emission generated by gas-powered vehicles. That is significant. When both cars break, Bidenmobiles are emitting more tire particulates because the vehicles are heavier. The Wall Street Journal reported that Bidenmobiles are 15 to 30% heavier because batteries, their batteries store less energy per pound than liquid fuel. Fuels, when weight differences between electric and gas cars have remained roughly constant over the past decade, the only reasonable prediction of trends is for electric cars to get heavier as manufacturers increase battery size to boost range. So the tires on Batmobiles, Bidenmobiles, are going to wear down faster because of the added weight. Plus, they're made from petroleum, so that the Bidenmobile zealots are trading one emission issue for another on top of this. Bidenmobile manufacturing produce a far larger carbon footprint than the manufacturing of gas-powered vehicles due to the fact that crucial components for the production of Bidenmobile batteries and other parts like lithium, cobalt, and nickel are almost exclusively being mined in third world nations and others like China, where there's no regard for the impact they're making. The batteries themselves are also bad for the environment when they break down because they release toxic gases. And of course, let me add, they're very troublesome from the point of view of fire departments, because if they burst into flames, the fire departments can't put them out. We'll be right back. Take your calls.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Sir, welcome to the second hour of Authentic News. It's 26th day of March 2024, where I take your calls. I'm just delighted. We have Martin from California on the line. Martin, give us your thoughts.
Hello, Dr. Fetzer. Jim, it's a pleasure and honor to talk with you, sir.
I'm delighted. Your thoughts?
Hey, I met you about maybe 20 years ago at a conference in Newport Beach. I appreciate all your work. I want to start, your very energetic caller, Tom from Florida, for the last several days. I mentioned the teenage girl who has almost plummeted to death in Missouri. I just want to correct, I'm sure Tom wants to get her name correct. Her name is not Riley. Her name is Kaylee, yeah. K-A-Y-L-E-E, and her last name is Gain. It's not Gaines with an S, G-A-I-N. Yes. So Kaylee Gain, not right. Now, there were several Rileys. It started with Lakin. Biden calls her Lincoln. Lakin Riley was murdered. The 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was murdered by an illegal alien, tragically, so sad, in Georgia. And then after Lakin Riley, there was another. This almost seems shady. So there was Lakin Riley. And after Lakin Riley was killed, Riley Strain, that was a 6'5" Missouri or a college student who fell into the river, supposedly. So after after Riley, Lakin Riley was Riley Strain. Now, they just found his body, and that was sad. So then after Riley Strain, I was telling my friend, if there's a case that starts with the word strain, then, you know, it's all a scam. But you know what I mean? So then after Riley Strain was found dead, the newest one, so I understand why Tom keeps saying Riley, 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 but your name is not Riley. Now, yeah. There is someone named Riley Gaines, as you said yesterday. That's a swimmer. She has absolutely nothing to do with any of this. Riley Gaines is a swimmer, Tom. So please, I'm sure right. He wants to get Kaylee Gain. And she is now, some report 15, but she's actually 16, and she is breathing on her own. I don't know if she'll, it looks like she might live, but it's really sad. And by the way, her family has a GoFundMe, and they raised $47,000, which actually, for such a sensational case, could be a lot more, you know. But nevertheless, one thing I want to mention, Jim, when she was supposedly fighting this black girl who looked maybe 180 or 100 pounds bigger than her, it's really important, you know, when people in jiu-jitsu and fighters, you really try to avoid a fight, you know, if possible, right? Do you agree?
Yeah.
Because professional fighters, they really don't, you know, martial artists, you really don't want to fight if you could avoid it. But nevertheless, if you're going to really, you really got to be careful, is what I'm saying. And
yeah,
it's offensive that all these videos, you almost can't find an unedited version, which is just ridiculous. It's almost impossible to find, no matter what the incident, everything's always censored. It's kind of annoying. But so
yeah,
good luck finding the uncensored version of the Kaylee Gain massacre, you know. And
I opened the lines early, but I'm very glad you're making great points, Mark. Yeah, Lake and Riley, you're right. Tom had it wrong. It was in the back of my head that he didn't have it quite right, but I'm very glad you've added the clarification. Stick around, Mark. Yeah. Stick around. I want to continue after the break. Hang on.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.